You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Well, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm on. Great to be with you this morning. And I want to start from where Hayley and Evain left off last Sunday. Wasn't it just a brilliant Easter service? They spoke over and over of the resurrection life, how it all began with Jesus, his birth, his life, and importantly, as we celebrated last Sunday, his death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There is no other way that the Christian life begins than through the cross of Christ. In a scandal that has always confronted the cultural narrative, then and indeed today, there are not many doors, there are not many ways or many gates to Christ, to the Christian life. There is only one gate, there is only one door, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. The Son of God, who was, is, and always continues to be, the eternal Son who submitted himself willingly and humbly to the will of the Father, was made in the likeness of humanity, born not by human means, but by the Spirit of God, came into the world, lived his life, fulfilled his calling, and for the joy set before him, endured the cross. We celebrated that last week. Without Good Friday and Easter Sunday, the Apostle Paul says that we are the most pitiful of humanity. Without the resurrection, we are those most to be pitied. If Jesus is not alive, then we are deluded, wasting our time and still eternally lost, caught in our sin. It's a bleak picture if Jesus is not risen. But praise God, as we celebrated and as we were reminded so wonderfully last weekend, and as history testifies, Jesus Christ is alive. He is risen. Death is defeated. And now he reigns over all as a resurrected and ascended, eternal, glorified Son of God in power, seated at the right hand of the Father. That is who we worship on Easter Sunday and every Sunday as we gather together. And so this morning, on the back of that celebration, I want to encourage us to continue on. Paul does the same to the church in his letter to the Colossians. It's been read this morning, but let me read it again. Chapter 2, verse 6 and 7 says this: "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." The Christian life is not a single event. It's not even a twice-yearly cultural moment. A friend of mine once described himself as a CEO Christian, Christmas and Easter only. But for the disciple of Christ who has received Jesus Christ as Lord, we are called to continue on, living our lives daily, weekly, step by step in Him. The word literally means to walk. Some of your translations may say, "So walk in Him." It sparks in our imagination that biblical image of the spiritual life as a journey. The Psalms so often speak of a path to follow. We continue to walk in Him. The life of a disciple is all about the walk, all about the journey, all about continuing on. But that journey must be in Him, in Christ. The next part of verse 6 in the NIV says, "rooted and built up in Him." But I want to bring in the New American Standard Bible, because their translation, I think, captures something that's crucial for our walk in Him. I think I have it here. I do. In the NASB, it says this: therefore, as you have received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and being built up in Him. You have already been firmly rooted in Him if you are a follower and disciple of Christ. This is vital for each one of us to grasp. Your life is rooted in Him. Your hope is grounded in His goodness. It is your identity. It is your security and it is your strength. Whatever we may encounter, whether good or bad, we can be certain of this. We have been rooted in Him. We see a very similar idea expressed by our Lord Himself in John 15, starting in verse 4. It says this: remain in Me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in Me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in Me, and I in you, then you will bear much fruit. Apart from Me, you can do nothing. I don't know about you, but I desperately need to be reminded that my life, body, soul, and spirit has been rooted in Christ. You see, being rooted and grounded in my own good intentions, in my own efforts, in the promises of other people, or whatever worldly or financial success that I might attain, just doesn't provide the assurance I need in the times of testing. I need to know that I'm rooted in Him. And not only being firmly rooted in Christ. The next part of verse 7 says that we are now, we have already been built, been rooted in Him. We are now being built up in Him. Firmly rooted already, and now day by day being built up in Him. And we can give a hearty amen, can't we, when things are going well. But this world can be pretty brutal at times, perhaps most of the time. People disappoint us. We disappoint them. The flesh gets the upper hand. Satan is relentless in his assault, whether by accusation, temptation, or taunting. Circumstances get out of hand and dreams can be shattered. Society seems to unravel to a degree. And worst of all, you can begin to wonder, where's your life going? Where's the purpose in it? And we've all had times like these. Rather than continuing on, you feel like you're stuck in the mud. Or perhaps for some of us, the life of a disciple has just got boring. It's lost its passion, and you might be here the morning more out of tradition than joy. But I commend you, though, because you are here. You are continuing to walk, even if it feels motionless. You see, Paul assures us that however slight it may be, we are being built up in Him. We are always under construction. A brick here, a board there, but always and persistently being built up in His divine grace. Yes, every so often we give in to temptation and end up sinning. But God will not give up on us. What He began in grace, He will finish by grace. The building will be completed. Our souls will grow in conformity to Christ, and one day we will be like Him because we will see Him as He is. And don't we desperately also need to know that He's still at work in us, slowly but surely building what so often we tear down? It is common for our spiritual and moral failures to look massive, for our missteps on the journey with Jesus to loom large in our vision and seem to dwarf our achievements. But I'm assured of this: nothing will lead Him to forsake His work in you. Let that sink in. Paul goes on to say that we're also being established in faith. In essence, what Paul is saying is that because we are rooted and because we are being built up day by day in Him, the natural consequence of that is that we are being established in our faith. The word translated as established here means to make certain, to secure, to strengthen, to complete, and to be determined. And it was often used at the time in terms of legal contracts being binding. God has bound Himself to you and to me. He has formally pledged Himself to your growth in grace in His Son. He has sealed the document of ownership, and what He started, He will complete. And importantly this morning, what I want all of us to get is that being rooted in Him, being built up in Him, and being established in your faith, all three actions are in the passive form. And what that means is that this is God's action, God's initiative, and God does all these things. God, through His Holy Spirit, causes you to be rooted and built up in Him and establishes your faith. And do you know why that's so important to understand this? Because when life is hard, and let's face it, that is a lot of the time, but when you find yourself in a season of life that's truly difficult, knowing that God is the one who has already rooted you in Him, knowing that God is the one who is continuously building you up in Christ, and that God, through His Holy Spirit, is the one who is establishing you in your faith, means that your life in Him, your life as a disciple and follower of Christ, is not determined by your efforts. And we all know how important that is when life is so hard that the best you can do is turn up. The most you can do is arrive. And sometimes not even that. For me personally, these past 6 months have been such a season. The season that resulted in deep reflection and me asking searching questions. Did God really call me into full-time ministry? Did I make the right decision leaving the city and all that that is and take this path? This was deep soul-level searching. And at points, I felt like it was taking everything I had to turn up. And yet at those times when I thought I was done, the Spirit of God was working and reminding me that I have been rooted in Christ, bringing the Scripture to my heart and mind, literally feeding my spirit and soul, declaring to me that He was working to build me up in Christ, that He is establishing my faith. How precious is His Word! It is like honey on my lips. And that ongoing work, that building up and that establishing, wasn't dependent on my efforts, so feeble as they were in this season. But rather, it was God who is building me up in Christ and establishing me in my living faith. And maybe something of that resonates with you today. It could be that you haven't emerged well out of the pandemic. Maybe spiritually and emotionally, you're still in your living room, watching life on a screen, watching life from a distance. Maybe you're bored with the Christian life. Other pursuits seem so much more exciting, but your faith has lost its passion. Or it could be that you've suffered a loss and the trauma of it is taking its toll. Maybe you've been undone by a trauma or a tragedy that just doesn't make sense. and you're in a season of deep soul-level searching. Maybe life in its varied forms and phases and pressures has turned you upside down and you're gasping. If that's you, then this is God's word for you today. It can pierce through the darkness and speak life to your soul. It's God's voice declaring that you are rooted in Christ. He has already done it for you. It is God's voice promising that He is building you up into Christ. And He is, even if it is imperceptible to you right now, and it's God's voice saying that He is establishing you in your faith. Or maybe you're in a really good place. Many of us have emerged well, excited to be getting on with life, love meeting together, worshiping, fellowshipping, and your faith is strong. That is wonderful. I praise God for you, and I pray that that season continues. Yet whether we are in the dark night of the soul or on the mountaintop, these two verses teach us today that being rooted in Christ, which is our identity, our maturation and development, being built up in Him, and our being established in our faith, whether dark night of the soul or mountaintop, is always a work of God's Spirit in us. And we need to celebrate and embody this truth. Indeed, it is how we continue on in this life. When it's the season of the dark night of the soul, our temptation will be to not see God and how He is working in our lives. The darkness and the pain so narrows our world and our vision, such that in the darkest hour we can know nothing but the pain. Equally, when we're doing well, the temptation will be to believe that we have somehow produced this success. Maybe we start to think that we've found the winning formula, and pride can begin to creep in. Oh, how we need to be aware of the schemes of the enemy and our continuing battle with sin. When it's the dark night of the soul, the pain of it all, the silence, the isolation can cause us to not see what God is doing, and then can lead us to accuse God that He is not present, that He is not loving, and that He is not at work in our lives. Whereas if we're on the mountaintop, rather than accuse God, we tend to want to replace Him with ourselves. But this morning, we can take hold of the living and active Word of God, whatever season we are in. And it's just like receiving a present. Just as you received Christ as a gift, not something you earned or achieved, all you need this morning is open ears and an open heart to receive His Word. No effort, no earning, no achieving, simply receiving. Therefore, as you have received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith just as you were instructed. And then there's still a bit left in verse 7 that I want to close with this morning. Because when we have received Jesus Christ the Lord, we continue to walk in Him. Because we have been firmly rooted and because we are being built up in Him and established in our faith, we live lives that overflow with thankfulness. And this is not simply knowing doctrine, but when we embody this as a lived reality, as our lived experience, and not just words in our head, what comes is a heart overflowing with gladness and thankfulness. When we continue living our life in Him, we become like Him. Our lives take on the shape and form of Jesus Christ. And one of the marks of this kind of life is thankfulness. Thankfulness for all that God has done, is doing, and will continue to do in your life until the work He began in you is fully complete. Praise God. So I'm just going to ask Matt and the band to come up and just play in the background. And I want to ask us all to bow our heads. I do not want us to move on too quickly from this moment. If you feel comfortable, you may also want to close your eyes. It's not some weird ritual, and hopefully no one's going to nick any of your stuff, but rather just to give each of us some space and focus. So if you want to, you can close your eyes as we take a moment. And I want to speak to anyone who is going through the mill. If you're in a difficult season right now, then I would ask you to be brave. We are in this together, and we are never meant to do life on our own. This word today is for you. And please don't discount yourself. Maybe you aren't in the darkest night of the soul, but what you really need is some encouragement and prayer today. Don't exclude yourself. Don't hold back. If that's you, whether going through the mill, whether just needing some encouragement, I want you to be bold. I want you to just slip up your hand. I want to pray this word over you, and then we'll gather some people around you and pray. Father God, thank you for your Spirit with us. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word, Lord God, that declares that we have been rooted in you. That we and all of these people are being built up in Christ, strengthened in their faith, and will, Lord, overflow with thankfulness. Lord God, I pray that you come and minister to their hearts now. If they're going through it, Lord God, I pray for a strengthening. I pray, Lord God, for your power to come. Holy Spirit, come and minister to hearts. Minister to all of our hearts, Lord God. That we will know with an assurance deep in our heart that we are already rooted in Christ. That each and every day, and each and every moment, and each and every season, the Spirit of God is continuing to build each of us up into Christ. And that you, Spirit of God, is establishing us in our faith. We're going to spend some time now, the band worshiping. We're going to let the Holy Spirit do His work, bringing His comfort, His peace, His assurance. He so wants you to know that you're rooted in Christ. Show you that He's building you up in Christ and establishing your faith. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're with us. And please begin to move amongst us and minister to us. Bind up broken hearts. Build up our holy faith, heal wounds, encourage us and strengthen us. In Jesus' name.